Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation. I'm your host, Dick Carter, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home for all of us who have ever stepped onto that competitive field, court, or stage. We're diving deep into managing those crazy emotions that can swirl around us like a freaking hurricane during competition. Ever felt that knot in your stomach right before a big game? You know, the one that feels like it's about to swallow you whole. Or maybe that wave of frustration when things aren't going your way? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Those emotions are part of the game. It's how you handle them that separates the good from the great. Think about it like this: your emotions are powerful tools. They can either fuel your performance or trip you up and send you spiraling. So, how do we harness that power? Well, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those emotional waters with grace and determination. Number 1. Awareness is everything. You got to know what you're feeling before you can control it. Pay attention to your body or your muscles tense. Your heart racing? Your breathing shallow? Those physical cues are telling you a story about what's going on inside. Once you're aware of the emotion, you can start to label it. Okay, I'm feeling anxious or frustration is kicking in. Naming it takes away some of its power. Number 2. Don't fight those feelings, accept them. We often try to suppress our emotions, but that just makes them stronger. Instead, acknowledge them without judgment. You're allowed to feel excited, nervous, even angry sometimes. Trying to push them down is like trying to hold back a wave that's just going to crash harder eventually. Number 3. Find your emotional anchor. This could be a mantra, a visualization technique, or even a simple deep breathing exercise. Think of it as your personal reset button. When those emotions start to get overwhelming, you can use this anchor to bring yourself back to center. Number 4. Channel that energy. Ever notice how athletes often perform best when they're feeling a little fired up? That adrenaline rush can be incredibly motivating. The key is to find healthy ways to channel that energy. Think about using it to power your focus, boost your intensity, or even fuel your creativity. And finally, number 5. Practice makes perfect. Managing your emotions during competition isn't something you can just learn overnight. It takes time and practice, just like any other skill. So keep experimenting with different techniques, see what works for you, and don't be afraid to adjust your approach as needed. Think about that basketball player who bricked a crucial shot. Did they let the frustration derail their entire game? Or did they use that moment as fuel to come back even stronger in the next play? That's the power of managing those emotions. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're a swimmer, about to take your spot for the final lap of a grueling race. Your heart is pounding, your muscles are burning, and the crowd is roaring. You can feel that surge of adrenaline, but also a wave of self-doubt creeping in. Can I do this? Can I actually win? But then you remember that anchor, your mantra, strong, focused, unstoppable. You take a deep breath, visualize yourself crossing the finish line first, and channel all that energy into one powerful stroke after another. You push through the exhaustion, ignoring the doubt, and come out on top. That's what it's all about. Remember, folks, managing your emotions during competition isn't about eliminating them, it's about understanding them, harnessing their power, and using them to your advantage. So go out there, embrace those feelings, and turn them into fuel for greatness. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for managing emotions during competition? Share your tips and stories in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with your fellow athletes. Until next time, keep pushing those limits and stay motivated.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.